welcome back to episode 14 of the podcast. I'm Hannah.
And I'm Sarah.
Oh, you cut me right up. You didn't get any intro this week.
No, I didn't get any intro.
And we're the travelling too.
How are you feeling since last week, Hannah?
I'm feeling good. I feel a bit more settled into Bali, even though we are basically now near the end. I feel like more in the swing of it. How are you feeling?
Good to know. Yeah, I might like Bali now.
Might.
No, I do.
Has it grown on you now?
It has grown on me a lot more. Like, we've had such a good week, I think.
You're not hating on it.
No, not at all. We've had a really, really good week. We needed some good luck, and I feel like after 2 weeks of, like, just things happening, it's nice to have, like, a good week.
So, we started the week heading from Gili to Mundok. So Mundok is like the north of Bali in the mountains. It's a little bit colder up there. It's not so hot. Like, not cold as in, like, it's just not so hot. Really, really pretty view of just like hills and gorgeous mountains and full of waterfalls.
Yeah, it was really nice. It's quite a change because we were on the Gili Islands, and then it took a while to get up from the harbour that we got the boat from. It was a long day, but it was worth it because we were umming and ahhing about whether to go to Mundok for ages, because Mundok isn't that well known.
Yeah, like, it was much quieter. It was way less touristy.
Yeah, it's not as touristy as any of the other places. Like, not many people know about it, but I'm really glad we went. So we stayed at a hotel called Umadimadia.
Yeah, and right in the center of like Mundok. And the owner was just...
He was a character.
So, so welcoming. He just, like, was fully going out of his way to try and...
do everything for him.
Yeah.
He was like, I will take you to a ceremony, and I will take you to the mountains, and I will take you to this place,
and he was like, I have this plan. We were like, okay, we've only just arrived.
Yeah, but it was really, really nice. I loved the time in Mundok.
Yeah,
yeah, we were only really there for 2 days, so the one whole day that we had there, we did. So there's a famous waterfall loop.
Yeah.
Three waterfalls. Can't quite remember all the names.
Red Coral was one.
Yeah, but we did that in the morning. It actually took way less time than we thought it would.
I think it took us about 3 hours.
Yeah, and we woke up early because...
He told us to.
He told us to. He was like, oh, it's best to do it in the morning. So we woke up early. We were back by, like... 12, 1.
I think it's cooler, and also it then poured all afternoon, so like we couldn't really go out because it was like thunderstorming in the mountains until like 5 p.m.
Yeah, so our afternoon was just like a chilled afternoon, which was nice. Yeah, and then the next day we woke up super early again because we were heading back down. So we literally only had 2 days in Mundok.
Yeah, and the second day was like sort of traveling down from Mundok, so we did like a few stops on the way down at a very famous water temple, which is like out on the lake. We also stopped at some gates, which are actually gates to a golf course.
Yes.
But they're very like Instagram famous.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, they are.
Oh,
the gates to a golf course, Handara Gates.
Yeah, Handara Gates. But that was quite cool that we also went to like a panoramic viewpoint of Twin Lakes, where there's like monkeys and loads of things on the side.
Yeah, we saw a bat.
If you saw our story, we saw a bat just on the side of the road. Like, there was this man that just had so many different animals. He was like, you want to hold it, and then like 5 minutes later was like, oh, it'll cost you 20.
Yeah, it was just as a way to get tourists to spend money.
Yeah, and we were like, no, I think we're okay. Yeah,
I'm good, you can keep your bat.
Yeah, we stopped at all those places on the way down, and we actually arrived in Sanya so early compared to what we thought we
didn't
would.
Need to be there. We had like the whole day to get there, and like,
what time were we there? Like,
we were at Sanya at like 12. Yeah, 11 or 12, something like that.
Yeah.
It was so early.
And Sanya is literally just like a harbour place where...
We were there so that we could go to the Nusa Islands the next day. So like we only really needed to get there in the evening to just sleep and go. But like we had like the whole afternoon in Sanya.
But it was still nice. Like, it poured again.
Yeah.
But we just stayed in the cafe and played some chess and stayed there for as long as we could.
Yeah.
And then once the rain was a little bit less heavy...
We just made a run for it.
Wait,
go back to Mundok. What would you rate Mundok?
Oh, yeah. Mundok, I would give a solid... This is hard because I really want to give it high.
Mm.
I just feel like I gave all the ratings last week too high, given what I was feeling.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, it, like, imagine all the ones from last week had one less point. So, like, Ubu didn't have 8, it had, like, 7.
Okay.
I'm going to say Munduk has an 8 or a 9. Maybe 9, because I really did enjoy it there.
But maybe
that's because of, like, the whole experience as a whole. Like, I loved Katu, the hotel owner. He was just lovely. And, like,
yeah, the hotel was just, like, very friendly.
Yeah, so I'd give it a 9. Because it's about the whole package.
Yeah, the whole experience as a whole.
Yeah.
I'd give it an 8.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was really nice, but, like, I just feel like 9's very high.
It does feel very high.
Yeah.
Like,
and, like, we were only there for, like, we were in Munduk, really, for one day.
Yeah.
And then, like, the other day was, like, travelling back, and I wouldn't count those things as Munduk. It was, like, it was still with Katuk, because he wanted to join the journey back. He drove us all the way down to Sanya, even though it wasn't him driving.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think an 8.
Yeah.
It was nice.
I agree.
I'd recommend it to people, like, if you want somewhere that isn't so
touristy,
but it's still really worth a visit. Yeah, so then we got to Sanya that evening, and then we got a boat the next morning to the Nusa Islands. So we went to Nusa Penida, stayed on Penida for 3 nights, and we did 2 day tours of Penida. So it's quite a big island, so that we did, like, east one day and west the other.
Mm-hmm. And then we did a day tour of Lumbongan and Keningan. So those are the 2 other islands, a lot smaller than Penida, so very easy to do in one day. Like, literally you could do it in a few hours, you didn't need the whole day.
No, so, like, we got there really early again, and we were back by, like, 4 p.m.
Yeah, but yeah, the Nusa Islands are gorgeous. Like, if you're going to Bali, go to the Nusa Islands.
Like, you can't skip Nusa.
No,
like,
it was incredible.
Worth a visit, like, so, so pretty.
Yeah.
I think, like, some of the most gorgeous beaches we've seen the whole of travelling so far.
Yeah, which is a big statement.
Yeah.
Like, honestly,
but
do.
True. Like,
but so true. Like, we went to... So the first day we did the East Coast, as we said. So we did Diamond Beach.
Yeah.
Which is really famous. Well, not really famous, but, like, it's the main one to go to, and all the locals said that it was their favourite. You can walk down. It's very, very steep steps. Like, there's one point where it's literally...
basically abseiling.
Yeah, it's not really steps, it's like you've got a rope and you can
rock climb down.
Yeah. But it's just gorgeous. Like, the sand is really white as well, and the water's so clear.
The water, just all of Nusa, I'd say, is just like aqua blue. Like,
yeah,
just such a nice color.
I don't think we've seen water this blue. I mean, Gili Islands was really blue as well, like,
I think,
so blue.
But
I
Nusa
think...
was more blue.
Yeah,
like Blue Lagoon at the third island that we went to was just like crazy.
Insane.
Water.
Yeah, so Diamond Beach was really good. Where else did we stop on the east coast? We went to this tree top place, which they take all the tourists
tree house it's called.
Yeah, tree house. And it's where they take all the tourists to, because you get a really nice view of the Thousand Islands.
Yeah.
And it was really, really nice, but it's literally, again, just a tourist trap.
As you go in, they ask you for 3 things, which you don't need to spend money on at all. And you can actually just walk in and, like, see all the nice views without paying to go on the cliff or the swing. Or...
Yeah, they try to get you to go on the swing. Or, like, so the whole point is that there's a treehouse there and you can get a really cool picture...
Like, on the stairs.
On some stairs of the treehouse and, like, with an incredible view in the background. And there were just people queuing there for
hours.
Ages. I was like, why on earth would you spend this much time to get one photo?
Like, you can go just above the treehouse and get just as good a view.
Yeah,
or just
exactly.
Below it.
But the view was really good. I just think the tourists kind of always ruin it.
Yeah, a lot of Nusa was, especially on Penida, was going to these different beaches, which were gorgeous, but there was just... full of tourists and everyone queuing, and each person taking about 10 minutes per photo to take pictures at every spot and, like,
yeah, do every single pose possible.
You couldn't, like, enjoy the place, I'd say, to its max, because you were just, like, in a line a lot of the time.
Mm-hmm. To take a photo, and
yeah,
it's just frustrating. But yeah, so that was the East Coast, and then
the west
coast has Kelling King Beach, which is, like, the top spot in the whole of Nusa Penida, I think.
Mm.
It's gorgeous, gorgeous. I think that is the best beach that we've seen.
Yeah, you couldn't really go down to
it. But in terms of views and, like, scenery, incredible.
Yeah, the scenery there was incredible. What else did we do on the West Coast? We finished in Crystal Bay,
mm-hmm.
which is where we watched the sunset.
We went to Angel Billabong.
Oh, yeah, Angel Billabong and Broken Beach.
Yeah, so Angel Billabong, you can actually swim in a little bit, and people were, but our guide, well, our hotel owner...
Yeah, he said it's a bit dangerous. Yeah, because if a wave comes, like, you're just sweeped. Like, there's no protection there.
But it was really pretty there as well, and, yeah, Broken Beach was cool.
Yeah, really, really cool Broken Beach. Like, I really liked that.
And a lagoon kind of situation.
Yeah, really cool.
And actually, we forgot to mention, so at the beginning of our second day in Nusa Penida, we did snorkeling. And the snorkeling was amazing. So we went really early in the morning. At 8 a.m., we got our boat. And they took us to three different points. So the first place we went to was Manta Bay. And that's where you get to see manta rays. And
so they don't guarantee at all that you're going to be able to see any manta rays, because obviously they're just in the wild, in the ocean.
Yeah, and you can't tell them to be there at the right time.
Yeah, but we were really, really lucky. We saw loads of manta rays.
We saw so many, like, they were just swimming about everywhere.
They come, like, really, really close to you when you're swimming.
Yeah, it was quite scary. Like, they were, like, swimming underneath, and I was like, no, I can't touch, because, like, they're not dangerous to touch, but apparently we cause more damage to them if we touch them than if they touch us. But, like, you're not supposed to be scared. But they're just, like, massive, and they're just going under you, and you're like, ah!
I definitely panicked at one point, because then the guy who was driving the boat was like to me, they're fine, don't worry.
But that was amazing.
Really cool.
And then we went to another...
It was called Gamut Bay.
Gamut Bay, and that was full of fish, tropical fish.
Incredible. Like,
so cool.
The water was really calm, and you could just, like, enjoy swimming about and, like...
And the coral reef there was amazing. And then our third spot was...
I can't remember the name of the spot, but, like, we were meant to be able to see turtles, but I couldn't spot any.
No, that was... You can't be completely lucky and see everything, so... Yeah, we didn't see the turtles, but I did spot one the next day just in the water. So.
Yeah, he did.
But yeah, would definitely recommend the snorkeling trips on Nusa Penida.
Yeah, so good. So what would you give Nusa?
Nusa, I'm going to...
In total.
I want to give it a 10, but because of the tourists, I can't. So I'm going to give it a 9.5.
Ooh, 9.5, okay.
The tourists don't get rid of that much, because it's still amazing and I still go.
Yeah, I'll give Nusa a 9.
No.
Like, it was really, really good. Super pretty. Super worth it.
But the one thing that we did realise is that we probably would have preferred to stay on Nusa Lembongan rather than Nusa Penida.
Yeah.
Because our third day was spent on Nusa Lembongan. It's very small, but definitely just has all the resorts and, like, a few more restaurants. There's, like, one main road that you could probably, like, just stay on and, like, go and eat. Because... Where we stayed on Nusa Penida, it's very much like you only stay at the hotel, because Nusa Penida is quite hard to get around. The roads are very, very narrow, and it's very steep. It's so hilly around there. And windy. And there's no pavements or anything, so you're literally stuck at your hotel. We had to eat dinner, like,
at the same place
for three nights in a row. Because you just can't get anywhere unless, you get a driver somewhere. So I think... In hindsight, we probably should have stayed on the Lembongan and then did day trips to Penida.
Yeah.
But it was still really
nice. Would have worked out more expensive to go back and forth to Penida every day.
Yeah.
But Lembongan's probably more, like, accessible just to walk around, and it's quieter than Penida is.
Mm-hmm.
And I even, like, Dream Beach, which I'd say is, like, probably the main one in Lembongan, that we spent, like, quite a few hours at, like, it was just such a different vibe to the beaches in Penida, which was just, like,
packed
with tourists taking photos all the time. Dream Beach was just, like, everyone was just really chilled, enjoying the pool, enjoying the restaurant.
Yeah.
And, like, it was a nicer vibe. I preferred it.
Number one place to go to on Nusa Lembongan was definitely Dream Beach. We loved it there.
Yeah, gorgeous.
Because there's just, like, one restaurant, like, one place that you can access the beach from.
Pools, and you can access the beach, yeah.
Yeah, and it's free to go in the pool as long as, like, you're a customer there. So we got, like, food, drinks and lunch. And
yeah.
Yeah, it was really, really nice.
So nice, yeah. So on to our tiffs and tales for the week. Do you want to go with your tiff first?
We've both really struggled with finding tiffs this week. Like, I literally said at the beginning of this episode, I was like, Hannah, I don't have a tiff. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, and I didn't have one written down for this week either. You haven't been annoying.
No. So I'm going to have to use a tiff that I had written down back in when we were in Australia. And I thought that it would be more prominent in Asia. But, I mean, it is prominent, but I think it just doesn't bother me anymore.
You got used to it.
I've gotten used to it. It's just your pronunciation of words. You can't... I don't even know how to pronounce the words in Asia, but I think it was definitely more prominent in Australia when it was, like, English words and you'd say it in a weird way, and I was like, why the hell are you saying it that way? But here, you do read stuff. And then, so, like, for, like, a couple of days, you were saying mundak, mundak, and I kept trying to correct you and say it's munduk, munduk. And but you don't listen, and I try subtly to make you change, but you don't. But I think that's just you reading things wrong, rather than,
It probably is just me reading things wrong. Like the Munduk one, I just didn't realise it was called Munduk, I just thought it was called Mundak.
Yeah, exactly. So
it is just me reading
stuff wrong.
It's not really
a tiff, it's just something you do.
That is just me. Okay, so my tiff with you then is your gassiness in public places has got worse.
I'm sorry.
So I'd say in general this week, you've probably been more gassy than you have been. I think just in general, actually, maybe, as the travel has progressed, like the longer we've been away, the more gassy you've become,
or the more
open you are with releasing it all the time.
No, okay, I have a defence.
Wait, I haven't finished though. But particularly when we're like out for a meal and then you burp and there's people about. It's different when you just do it in the room and it's only me.
I think
you've become so comfortable with just releasing gas from every end.
That's quite embarrassing.
That then you can't control it when we're out.
No, I actually can't. I also blame, I think, the food in Asia, and just because we're also drinking a lot more fizzy drinks here.
Yes, we do love a Sprite.
It's so humid and like you just need something refreshing, so we keep ordering Sprite, and for some reason I am the gassiest person when it comes to Sprite. I literally will burp, and I can't control when it happens, and it has been happening in public quite a lot. It's embarrassing for me. So
you don't seem that embarrassed,
because I'm like, well, if you look embarrassed, then you gotta just own it, you know. Otherwise then it's more embarrassing than owning it.
Yeah
So I apologize. I'll try to keep my gassiness to a minimum this week. Onto our tales of the week. So our first tale from the week is our journey back from Gili Islands.
Now, we said that this was a full day trip from Gili to Munduk.
It didn't need to be.
Didn't need to be. And the only reason it was mainly because of the boat. The boat was terrible. Would not recommend the boat that we got. I can't remember the name of it. Deprabu or something like that.
So there's about three different boats that you can get from Padang Bai Harbour to Gili Islands. So there's Eka Jaya, another one, and Deprabu. Anyway,
what's the middle one?
Ostina.
Ostina, yeah.
Ostina and Deprabu. And the one that we got was just the cheapest one that we could find. It was I don't know how much it was.
I don't know, it was because it was all like joint with the taxi and everything.
But it was like a cheaper package. And it was fine on the way there. They do a weird loop where they go to Pineda first and then Gili, and it just takes forever, and they don't need to do that.
And then on the way back, they go to Gili Air and then back to Padang Bai.
Yeah. So we were supposed to get the boat at 11. The boat didn't turn up until 2 p.m, basically. Wasn't it 2 p.m?
No.
Half one?
I think. No, the boat came at 12:30.
No, it didn't. It was definitely an hour and a half late.
Yeah, it was meant to come at, like, 11.
Yeah.
And it came at 12:30. An hour and a half.
Surely it didn't come at 12:30. No, because I was like, we need to get lunch now.
Yeah.
And that was at 1:30.
No, it wasn't 1:30.
Yeah, it was.
It wasn't. The boat came at 12:30. It was due to... then it finally arrived. It was meant to arrive at, 11 or 11:30.
It wasn't only an hour late. It was definitely longer than an hour.
We didn't end up departing until, 1.
Mm-hmm.
And then it took, 2 hours to get back in the end. And we got back at, 3.
Okay.
You went to the cafe at, 12.
Okay. Yeah, maybe you're right.
And then we had to drive back to Ubud, which took,
An hour.
And then we had to, get from Ubud to Mundok, which was another 2 hours.
Yeah.
Overall, we didn't get to Mundok until about 7:30.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
From leaving Gili at...
I think it was just the fact that we were ready to leave Gili at, we had left our...
We had got our...
Hotel at, 9.
Yeah, we had left the hotel at 9. And we didn't end up, getting to Mundok until 7:30 in the evening. And we were so ready to, you can't do anything because you're just sitting waiting for the boat. And the boat was delayed. And then the whole journey just took forever, whereas it didn't need to take forever.
Yeah. Actually, in hindsight, it doesn't sound bad at all. It wasn't that bad.
It was just longer.
It was just really long. It was
just a full travel day, whereas it could have been done in, a few hours.
Yeah. But it's all okay because, as you said, we had a very, very welcoming host, Katoot, in Mundok.
Mundok, yeah.
As soon as we arrived, he was like, I'll look after you. You don't worry about a thing. We'll make you food because the place had, it's a hotel, but also there's, a warung, which is a dinner place, basically.
Yeah.
Just above.
Rooftop restaurant.
Rooftop restaurant. So he took us straight there and he was like, tell me anything you want and my sister will make it for you.
Yeah.
So we were like, we don't mind. He gave us the menu and we just ordered the
nasi
classic
goreng.
Fried rice. And then he was like, he was literally chatting to us for a good hour. He was like, oh, I will take you on this trek in the morning. We'll go this way and then we'll go the way around.
Yeah, and then he said, or you go this way and you go 1, 2, 3. And then he just kept saying the same thing again.
His English wasn't amazing, but he was trying so hard.
He was trying really hard.
Yeah, and then he was just going on and on about how he wanted to take us to a ceremony. And because apparently they were having a really, really big ceremony on the Friday, which we weren't going to be there for. But he was like, oh, maybe I can take you tomorrow just to the front and I can put a sarong on you. And
yeah, he really wanted us to get dressed up and have pictures and
go to a ceremony.
To the temple.
Yeah, but we didn't actually end up going to the temple with him because
they told him we couldn't.
They told him, they were like, no, you're not allowed any visitors in the temple, so we weren't allowed to go. And he was like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
He was so apologetic.
But yeah, it was quite funny. The day after when we went on our trek of the waterfalls, we were expecting to just do it ourselves. But he was like, oh, it's really hard to find the path. I'll come with you. And if they come with you, you get, a charge of, 200k, which is, £10 for the trek. Because it's, a guided trek.
Mm.
And he was like, oh, I'll come with you, but I won't charge. And then he proceeds to come.
Yeah, and it was helpful. We kind of did need it because the path was hard to find. We would have got lost on our own.
Yeah, we wouldn't have been able to do it on our own. And it was quite nice to just have him showing us where to go and everything. But we get back to the place and then
he's writing down the bill and he's like, oh, Hannah, is it okay for me to just charge a little bit for the trek?
And we're like, yeah, okay.
Okay, fine, a little bit.
Because he was a great host and we're like, we don't mind tipping him. And then he proceeded to charge the full amount for
the full
trek.
The full 200.
he was just so lovely and accommodating.
He was.
I think the main thing as well was that they had tea there. And we had so many cups of tea.
We did, and they didn't charge for the tea.
No.
And we made use of the tea.
Yeah, the tea was so nice. As soon as we arrived, we got tea. In the afternoon, when we came back from our trek, we had tea.
Yeah.
It was great. And also, in the morning, it was quite funny as well, because he was like, oh, what do you want for breakfast? Again, my sister will make you anything you want, anything you want.
But, you don't really know, firstly, they don't speak, crazy good English, and you don't know what they can make, what they have, sort of access to and whatever.
Yeah.
So we just had the same breakfast for both days we were there. Because the first day, she offered us pancakes, and we were like, yeah. So then we just had the same thing again.
Yeah, exactly. And we also had to, like, we decided that we would needed to do some laundry there. And we gave them some bags of our laundry, and I think they were just quite shocked at the amount of laundry that
which
we had.
Which I didn't even think was that much.
Yeah, we gave them about two bags.
It was really our stuff from Gilly. And yeah. As in our swimwear, I mean.
It turns out we had given them, 7 kilos of washing.
Yeah, and they charge... In Bali, for your washing, you get charged per kilogram.
Yeah, but they did all that for us, and it was really, really helpful. They were just so nice.
They were just very accommodating, so very accommodating. Overly welcoming.
Yeah, so that is our tale of Mundok and how great it is there.
And stay at
Demadia. In the middle of Mundok village.
Really nice people.
Very nice rooftop terrace as well.
Yeah, it was so nice.
Yeah. Onto our lessons learned.
Well, so then the first lesson, kind of links straight from that Mundok and the tea that you said that we had. But actually, the tea in Bali is really nice. We complained about this a bit in Australia because the Australian tea that we got wasn't so good. The tea bags kept splitting and it just didn't taste very nice. But the tea in Bali is actually really nice.
Mm, and if you don't like the Bali coffee, then definitely go for the Bali tea.
Yeah, I would say when you're in hotels and they offer you coffee, it's generally going to be Bali coffee, which is it doesn't dissolve the granules and it's a bit gloopy and just has a very, very strong taste. So I would recommend going for the hot tea, which actually tastes good.
Our second lesson is, as we've just said, hotels will adopt you. And you literally do not need any plans. Well, if you have plans booked, that's fine, but you don't need to have plans sorted for when you arrive. So, obviously, Mundok was all sorted for us by Kutu. And then, as soon as we got to the Nusa Islands, we hadn't booked a tour, we hadn't booked anything. We literally arrived in Nusa at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
No, yeah, 9:30.
Yeah, it was really
early.
Because
our boat was really early, and we just called up the hotel, and we were we've just arrived, is it okay to check in now? And they were yeah, sure, we'll... So they picked us up, and then once we got there, they were oh, do you want a tour of the islands? And we were yeah, sure. And then they give you, probably the same price as, all the other tour places would give.
Yeah.
I think we did find out that Nusa Islands are a bit more expensive, just because you have to do trips.
You have to do day trip. Panida particularly is, really, really big.
Panida is a really big island, and it's... only accessible by the car drivers, or you can rent scooters, and I think scooters would be definitely the cheapest way to get round.
But you have to be confident in driving them.
Yeah, so we decided, we cannot do scooters. We haven't driven scooters before.
No,
so.
And we've attempted it now, and I don't feel confident driving it.
I think it would be okay in, a small, quiet... I think on Nusa Lembongan, it would have been fine to do scooters around, just the two of us, but... Panida, 100%, I wouldn't feel comfortable with.
Yeah.
Because the hills are massive and it'd just be scary. So, yeah, we just did day tours. So, our hotel owner, Wayan, he took us everywhere that we wanted.
He arranged the snorkeling for us. And then when we said, we wanted to go to Lembongan, they arranged the boat for us and the tour on the other side, which was actually just, their brother-in-law who picked us up and took us around, their friend. And they just drop you back and forth to the harbour. They just, fully adopt you as their kid for the whole time that you're at the hotel.
Yeah.
Which is very nice, It makes everything very easy.
Yeah, it does make it so easy. So, yeah, don't worry if you have no plans. If you're coming to Bali, because they'll sort it all for you.
Yeah, they'll literally sort it all for you. Another lesson is, like we said, we've eaten a lot of pancakes and the classic nasi goreng. A lot.
Yeah.
Every single day, I would say, we've had our fair share of rice. This week particularly, I think 5 out of 7 days, we've had pancakes for breakfast.
Mm-hmm. And we've had about...
And I think I've eaten maybe 4 dinners of nasi goreng.
Yeah, nasi goreng is fried rice, by the way.
Yeah, it's vegetable fried rice.
Yeah. I'm not complaining. I quite like the pancakes and I quite like the nasi goreng.
Both of them are nice, just quite repetitive.
Yeah, I think as well, because Mundok is a remote-ish place and also Nusa Islands are more remote.
Yeah.
So that's the reason, you do just have to eat
what's available and that is what's available.
But it's not too bad. And our final lesson that we learned is that, so we took, instead of taking our massive suitcases all the way to the islands. We've just taken a small rucksack and we're so glad for it.
Yeah, it's way, way better.
It would have been such a pain. So we did this for the Gili Islands.
Which was good because when we showed up, I think we said this in the last podcast, that we got picked up by just a normal bicycle. So having a suitcase would have just like a bit of faff to try and get. You would have had to get a horse and cart to the place and it just would have been effort. You don't need to do it, just take a rucksack.
So this is the reason why we had to go back to Ubud after Gili, because we had left all our suitcases there. So, and it was the best decision. And it also, it might sound weird that we like went from an island to back to mainland to Ubud and then north and then back south, but that's just the best way to do it in terms of doing the islands, because we could have taken like one small rucksack and tried to make all our clothes work for Gili and for Noosa, which would have been like 6 days worth in a tiny rucksack.
Yeah, and you would have had to be ages on a boat.
Yeah, but I think the way we did it actually worked quite well.
Yeah, I think it did. And then also the benefit of doing rucksacks for Noosa is that it's probably, they do have cars on Noosa, so like you can take cases and like just put them in the car and get the car to take them to the hotel, so like that kind of part of it would have worked okay. But to get on the boat for Noosa, we had to like walk in the sea, and like to get your case, they did have space on the boat for people's luggage and they were taking it, but like our cases are like quite big and heavy, and like they would have just had to like slap them on their heads, and it's just like quite a lot.
It's so much effort. Just, and also like we booked, so this is the reason why also we booked a hotel just in Sanya by the harbour, so that we could leave our suitcases there, and then we came back and got them back.
Yeah, also highly recommend that hotel, Umabaga. It's a lovely, lovely owner. Invited us for dinner. She told us next time we could just leave, if we want to come back again, we can just leave our stuff there. We don't have to stay a night in Sanya.
Yeah.
She dropped us to Uluwatu today. They're just like really lovely owner.
Yeah.
People in Bali are lovely.
People in Bali are lovely. I think that's the main lessons we've learned.
Yeah.
On to our highs and our lows.
What is your high of the week?
Do you want to go first?
Okay.
Okay, you go.
My high of the week is going to Dream Beach in Noosa Limbongan. It was just so pretty there. And, like, I like the fact that they had a pool. Like, had two pools there, actually, which overlooked the beach. So, like, all these, like, luxury hotels that you see around Bali where, like, they have, like, lovely pools that, like, people are just sitting and chilling in, like, overlooking the sea and stuff, that are, like, way more expensive than the ones we've been staying at. Whereas this was just, like, the whole restaurant just had this pool accessible for everybody with, like, really nice sunbeds there that, like, you didn't have to pay for extra either. And it was just really nice to just chill in and overlook the beach and not have to be sandy and salty.
The infinity pool was really nice.
Yeah, and they had like nice juices there and their food was good. Like, it was just like a nice few hours compared to like Pineda was lovely, but like the 2 days before were quite a lot.
Exhausting.
Like, they were really exhausting, and like I know that we've said like we went to beaches, like, and that probably sounds relaxing, but actually all the beaches in Pineda are like a real trek to get to, and
the humidity,
it's so hot in Bali. It's like, it was just a very exhausting couple of days, whereas Limbongan was way more relaxing, and like the few hours we spent on Dream Beach was just really nice.
Nice. I would say that's probably one of my highs as well.
But is it your high?
But I did not write it. I didn't even write it. I wrote down two highs, and that wasn't one of them. No. So my high of the week was snorkeling with the manta rays.
That was my second high.
Yeah. I absolutely loved it. Mm. I can't believe that we actually saw manta rays.
Yeah.
And like, I think like the footage on the GoPro looked like so
cool.
It was
really, really cool.
And like all the fish in the coral were,
I think,
amazing.
I might have preferred the snorkeling with the fish than the manta rays.
Yeah.
Because it was just like calm and really cool, and like the feeding of the fish was,
no, I think I was so more cool. Amazed by the manta rays.
Yeah.
Because it also felt more like we were in the deep ocean kind of thing.
Yeah.
Whereas when we were like in the snorkeling bit, it was like, oh, this is chill, like by the coral and stuff.
Yeah.
My other one was tea in Munduk.
The tea, that made it to high.
As in, like, I loved it when we were sitting out and like just watching
just
the
drinking
view.
Tea.
watching the TV. When we had the whole rooftop to ourselves.
Yeah.
The whole time we had the rooftop to ourselves.
Yeah, and just having tea and looking at the hills. Onto our lows.
Yeah. Did you want to go first?
So I was racking my brain for a low this week. I'd probably say just the low was the boat back from Gilly.
Yeah, that was just
I think long. Just because it was taking so long. And, yeah, I just didn't enjoy it at all.
That whole day.
Yeah, that whole day was just a bit of a... It wasn't like a low, it was just more of a, this is annoying. This is long.
Yeah, I just think also some days in travel, like, just to be a bit real, some days in when travelling, like, are like that. Like, we do have to do travel days in order to get to places that are nice.
Yeah.
It does just happen. And, like, we're going to have way more to come. Like, I'm just thinking about where we're going next. Like, we're going to have a few days, I think, where we're just, like...
Pure travel.
But you don't really have a choice like that. It's just what happens.
Yeah.
My low's my ear.
Mm.
It's a bit annoying me now. My ear's just aching. And I think as the week's gone on, it's got worse.
Yeah. A bit concerned.
Yeah, a little bit.
Is it still hurting now?
A bit, yeah. So that's my low of the week. But again, I had to, like, quite struggled for lows. Like, I didn't have an actual
proper low
of the week.
Yeah.
Just more of a...
It's good.
A thing.
I feel like we had a lot of lows the previous week.
Yeah. So this week's been more highs.
Yeah, a lot more highs.
Which is good. Yeah. On to our interesting facts for the week. Mm-hmm. So we learn a lot of facts from Katoot, mainly, in Mundurk. One that really stood out was that this ceremony that was happening on Friday at the temple was for, like, teenagers coming of age kind of thing. And in the Balinese tradition, when a teenager, I think it's when they turn 13, they cut the canine teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they file them or just
it says
cut
they
them.
Grind them down.
They grind them down, like, they just take away the point, so they make them all flat.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, like, to symbolise that
it
they're...
It symbolises the breaking away from animal instincts.
Oh, so, like, as in, like, when you're a kid, you have more animal instincts, and then you're now, like, an adult, and you can, like, think more.
Maybe. I think so.
Yeah. Like, that I've never heard
very
of
obscure.
In any other religion, country, anything.
Yeah. My interesting fact is about the manta rays. So we saw them at Manta Bay on Nusa Penida. And apparently manta rays can be up to 6-7 meters wide.
Mm.
Which is massive.
I think the ones we saw were probably about
a
three.
Meter. I don't think they were.
You think they were 1 meter? No, they were bigger than that.
Do you think?
Yeah, they were bigger. They weren't
said they
that
were tiny.
Big. He did say they were like sort of baby manta rays, but I thought they were really big.
I think they were about 2 meters.
Okay, so we'll say 2 meters.
Yeah.
But they could be up to 7.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, we could have seen giant manta rays.
Yeah, but we didn't. Another fact is that there's 3,000 species of fish around Nusa Islands, and that's double that of the Great Barrier Reef.
Wow.
Which is crazy.
That is crazy. We did see, like, a lot of really, really cool fish.
Yeah, like, so many bright colours. And
yeah.
Tiny little ones. Oh, you kept seeing in Finding Nemo, the fish that's stuck in the tank that has the scar on it. You kept seeing loads of those ones.
You kept telling me whilst we were snorkeling, look, this is the one from Nemo.
We didn't actually see Nemo and we didn't see Dory, but we saw that one.
Yeah, we did see that one.
Yeah, it's quite cool. And finally, my last interesting fact.
Yeah, go on, blow me away.
Is about Mount Agung.
Mm, we've seen Mount Agung loads from, like, viewpoints.
Yeah, so Mount Agung is, like, it's a massive volcano in the middle of Bali, and you can see it from, like, so many different places. When we were on the Nusa Islands, we had a really nice view of it in the distance.
Yeah.
Even though it's literally so far away from the Nusa Islands.
You can see it from here as well.
Yeah, you can see it from everywhere. Because it's the highest point in Bali. It's 3,000 metres in height. And it's an active volcano.
Oh, wow.
Active.
Pretty sure all of them are active. I think Mount Batu is up. Isn't that active as well?
I'm not sure about that.
Oh.
But this one had a eruption in 2019, was the last one that it had.
That was not that long ago.
No, exactly.
We're not going anywhere near there.
No. That was my interesting fact.
How far did that eruption spread?
Only 3 kilometres.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah.
Finally, moving on to our upcoming plans. So we're now in Uluwatu. We're going to be here for a few days. And then our final stop in Bali is in Kuta, which is just the area near the airport.
And then got our flight.
Friday morning, we are heading to Cambodia.
Yeah. Our next stop.
We're flying into Phnom Penh Friday evening and see what Cambodia has to offer.
Yeah, not got much plans after that. Not as in, like, we have rough ideas of what we're doing in Cambodia.
We have rough ideas, but not much set in stone yet.
Yeah, we're trying to, like, schedule
decide the way that we want to do it.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's our plans for the moment. So, if you want to stay up to date,
you can follow us on Instagram at the Travelling 2 Podcast.
Don't forget to subscribe to this Spotify account.
Mm-hmm.
You can turn on your notifications to know when our episodes come out every Thursday, hopefully.
Hopefully.
And if you'd like to leave us a review as well, we'd really appreciate it. You can also, if you have any questions, any suggestions, anything you want to say to us, you can email us at thetravelling2pod@gmail.com.
I think that's everything.
Yep.
We'll be back in your ears again next week.
But for now, bye.
Bye.